Thanks for listening to Mike Douglas, Michigan's retirement coach.
And I'm Heather Branch, here with Mike to talk about the things you can be working on now to better prepare for your financial future. As you get closer to your retirement goal line, you've got a lot to figure out. You do not have to figure it out by yourself. Nope. Mike and his team are here to help. LifePlanWealth.com is where you can start your conversation. We also have links posted in the show notes. Or again, visit us anytime at LifePlanWealth.com. All right.
Remember when everything became a .com commercial?
Yeah,
at like in the early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. And then like, everything stopped being that because the whole .com bubble burst to smithereens.
Yeah. I just remember sitting and watching a Super Bowl. I think it was like the Super Bowl in 2000 to 2001. And it was just like every commercial. And my friends and I were like, why is everybody so obsessed with this .com? Like, why is everything .com?
What's with this internet? What's with this World Wide Web?
And then to think back to that and be like, why was it so weird? But it just goes to show like how revolutionary the internet was. But anyways.
It also goes to show when it comes to technology and things like Zoom camera and podcasts and Bitcoin, cryptocurrency and all those things.
Yeah.
Don't snub it. Don't turn your nose up at it.
Right.
Because
she ain't going nowhere.
She ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Anything tech is usually here to stay.
She ain't going to stay. Some iteration of it anyways, right? That's
right.
The whole thing. It's like a lot of those companies did crash because they were ahead of the curve, not because they're bad companies.
Right.
They're ahead of the curve. And I remember when people first started becoming online retailers, this is way off topic, but when people started becoming online retailers, you started going, Best Buy is going to ship stuff to me. I can buy it online on the worldwide interweb.
Let's talk about, I mean, did you ever think you'd see the day when you would shop for cars on the internet? I mean, fully the advertisers, the car dealership advertisers are saying you can shop online. We will deliver the car to your house. You don't have to come in.
The internet has neutralized the dealership model. Actually, the Ford, I know we're
talking
about
Ford. Right, there is no negotiating kind of.
Yeah, the Ford CEO came out like 2 years ago and said, hey, we're going to have to really radically change the dealership model because the dealership, what's the leverage? What's the benefit of a dealership?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than the only benefit right now is that you go through a dealer to get your car.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's the used car sales, the dealership, but for new cars.
But with Carvana, with, you know, all these different cars.com, you don't need a dealership. It's almost like the way that realtors are getting squeezed out in some situations.
Yeah.
You're going to see dealerships have the same issue because it's the internet has given us more information than ever. That's why the power for a dealership to market prices. It's like, no, it's exactly like the cars.com commercial says, like, I'm not going to pay that. I can go down the street and pay $4,000 less.
Yep.
So see ya. So now it's like the price is the price. There's no negotiating the price. Maybe some service contracts are trying to bump up selling. But otherwise,
you can negotiate your interest rates on loans if you need one of those.
Yeah. But it's like the inventory is the inventory. We see it. And so unless you're ordering direct, I think there's going to be more ordering direct from the manufacturer over the next couple of years because internet buying has made a lot of things obsolete.
All right. So let's talk about manufacturers.
Yeah.
Because obviously being here in mid-Michigan, the perspective on the employees of car manufacturers is right up against the glass.
Right.
So news headlines, obviously the auto industry and where workers are in the auto industry has been a news story for many, many years now. But most recently last year, we saw auto workers go on strike.
Mm-hmm.
There were negotiations. Ford CFO said pensions are a plan of the past, as most of us know. I mean, unless you're a government employee, you probably don't have a pension. And instead, they offered a beefed up 401k match. In the end, workers agreed to an annuity option in their 401k, which if you know much about annuities, you know that they create personal pension-like income. So obviously, the auto workers, many Americans, what we want are income streams, guaranteed income streams in our retirement years. And so even if you were against annuities in the past because they have had a checkered past, you might want to be looking at annuity options and how they could serve you in your retirement years. But again, being here in mid-Michigan, this is just kind of a major news headline that everybody was talking about recently. When talking to people who are retiring from the big three, what are the conversations? What are the questions? How are you able to help guide them?
Yeah, so there's several major ones that come in. But first, let's go back to the thing about how Ford offered the annuity inside the 401k, which is really, really interesting because they were able to do it because of the Secure Act 2.0 that just passed in 2023.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it became a new thing that they could offer, and they leveraged it right into their deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why Ford doesn't want to be in the pension business anymore, and most companies don't, is because we're living longer and working for them less. All right, the pension model works when you put in your 30 to 40 years, you retire at 65 and die at 67. It's a great model. And you get a really nice pension and a gold watch. Now, people work for their last employer on average less than 12 years. And even if you work at Ford, like they have certain, you know, or GM, Chrysler, whomever, they have certain benchmarks. If you hit this, your pensions bump up. You know, the magical number for Ford is 30 years. But if you can hit certain benchmarks, your payout gets better. But now more and more people are saying, well, they're offering me this lump sum. Should I take the lump sum or should I take the pension? And I can run the numbers back and forth.
Lump sum meaning they're offering you like a buyout. You have the pension, but you can choose the income stream you're in and you're out in your retirement, or we'll give you this amount of money to buy you out of the pension.
It's like, do you want $4,000 a month for the rest of your life, or do you want $700,000?
Right. And people, it's like, how do you begin to do the math on that? How do you know which is the better option?
And here's what people generally think. I don't know what to do with the $700,000.
Yeah.
So I'd rather take the pension.
Yeah.
Not knowing that there's some pros and cons to both. I mean, you really, it's family by family. I had someone who came in from the Lansing area and they had a City of Lansing pension. And it was just a weird anomaly year where they got this crazy high pension. I mean, his monthly pension was like $8,000 a month.
Wow.
I'm like, that's an insane pension.
That is,
Like, you can't afford to take a lump sum. But for most big three employees, they come out and we run the numbers quite a bit. And basically it works out where if you take the pension, they're going to give you a certain number. Like if you say just my life, single life, it's this number. If my spouse gets 75%, it's here. It's this tiered system. Mm-hmm. Most people can benefit from the conversation of taking that lump sum and seeing if you can go get your own pension or your own annuity. Because the whole idea, a pension is just an annuity. For most companies, what they do is they say, if I'm going to give you a lifetime pension, I'm going to take a chunk, $400,000, go to Pacific Life, go to Nationwide or whomever, buy an annuity. We're going to name the company as the death beneficiary. We're going to name the company as the owner. And we're going to name the employee as the annuitant, which means that the company owns the plan. They put in $400,000 or $500,000. The employee is an annuitant, which means they get X amount of dollars. And it's pulling the cash value of the $500,000 down, right? Like if you take out $15,000 a year, well, then your cash goes down by $15,000 a year. If you die 5 years in and your spouse dies and there's no more annuitants to be paid, whatever cash is left in the plan goes back to the company.
Right.
They name themselves the beneficiary. They get the death benefits. If you take the lump sum and do the same thing, most of the time we can get a very similar, if not better income with 100% survivorship for your spouse. So not only like whatever you get is what they get. It's a second to die income, which is great. So it's lower than your pension single pay, but oftentimes it's the same or better than the 75% pay for a spouse. And they get 100% payout. And then if anything happens to both of you, your kids get the cash. If there's still money left in the plan.
If there's money left. Okay.
Right. Generally, there's not, because if you live a nice long retirement, it's going to run out of money. But at least if the worst happens, the company doesn't win. Your family wins.
Right.
So I say wins. They obviously lose you, but they get, if it's going to pay out to somebody, it should pay out to the family.
Right.
So that's what happens if you take a lump sum. Now, as long as the numbers work out, most of the time we recommend that. Not always. But that's the discussion. But when you come to somebody and say, all right, I'll give you $4,000 or $5,000 a month, or you can figure it out yourself with $650,000. A lot of people will say, I don't know finance. I don't know this stuff. So I'll just take the pension because of what I know and I don't have to worry about it. And I understand that perspective. You're just leaving a lot of money on the table most times. So oftentimes that's worth the discussion. And why is Ford pushing more towards this beefed up 401k? They're going through the same financial struggle as everybody else is.
Any company that has a pension is trying to get out of it because they can't handle the financial strain.
Again, we live longer. And so, because if, think about this, if they are going to an insurance company and they're saying, hey, insurance company, I want to buy an annuity to cover Mike's life. Mm-hmm. And then if Mike dies, Kimberly gets a portion, right? That's their ratio. If we are dying at 73, the insurance company says you only got to put in $300,000 to get that income. Mm-hmm. If you die at 80, if the actuaries say we're going to live to 80, they say, well, now you have to put in about $500,000. If the actuarials say that we're living to 83 to 85, well, now they're going to say you have to put in $700,000 to get the same income. So why do companies not like pensions so much anymore? Because we're living longer. And studies show that if two of you make it to 65, it's like an 85% that one of you is going to make it to 80. And like more and more people are living longer and longer. Mm-hmm. So the company has to foot the bill on a bigger number to get the lifetime payout. So it's becoming more expensive to offer pensions. And so instead they say, you do your own pension. You take care of yourself. What we'll do is they'd rather give you an extra 2% a year or 1% a year. We'll beef up your 401k so you have more money. They're not altruistic. They're making sure that their bottom line is better because they don't want to be on the hook for the largest generation in history retiring and being on pensions. They're trying to get out of those. We just talked, it's called a legacy cost. They want out of the legacy cost and they want to do more of those things. And I sit down with so many people who say, well, I've got this model, I've got this plan. And then we get these buyouts. I remember a couple of years ago on Halloween, basically they came out and announced GM was doing a huge buyout for a lot of their white collar engineers. They wanted to just get a lot of them off the books. This is in 2018, 2019. And I had a client we've been working with. He was still he was an engineer at GM. He said, I got about 2.5, 3 more years. And until this project's over, when the project's over, I'll step out. Mm-hmm. And then he gets this phone call or this offer to be bought out. And he was like, Mike, I think it's too good to be true. Like, I don't think I can pass this up. So let's run the numbers. So he brings it in. We walk through it all and say, you're right. It's a really good deal. If we buy our own pension, use our own annuity, here's what you're going to get. And we walked it through.
I remember this happening to a lot of airline employees too. Does it not? Airline employees, because my mom had several of her best friends were Delta flight attendants. And I remember them talking about it however many years ago.
Yeah. Any system that's ever given out pensions, they're trying to walk them back now because that's always been the saving grace. Like, all right, well, we're not going to give you so much in your 401k, but I'll take care of you for life. That plus your Social Security, it's all you're going to need.
Right.
Well, then the reality is that's shifted and that's changed. And the market is adjusting to that, and not like the stock market, but like the marketplace is adjusting to a less pension or an almost no pension society. And so how do you navigate that? Well, I'll give you an extra 1 or 2% in your 401k, then you deal with it. And if you live to 100, not our problem. You live to 70, not our problem. So that's just the model. And also, like I mentioned, we're going away from the place of you come out of high school, you jump on the line at GM or Chrysler, and you're there for 35 years, and you're a faithful employee and all. I'm not saying that's bad to change jobs. I'm just saying that was the model. You go, you get your job, keep your head down, you work your way up the line from, you know, making 20 grand a year up to maybe 80 or 90 or 100 grand a year. Maybe you become an engineer, you go to, you know, Ford University or GM University, and you work become an engineer and about 150,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And then you retire after 30 years of faithful service. Mm-hmm. And then you get your, you know, you get your all your stuff. That's gone because people don't work as long at the last employer. So as a result, they don't want to pay you for the rest of your life and you didn't work for them as long. So the trade-off is we're not going to do pensions. We're just going to give you a little more money.
You didn't work because that's very fair. I think in defense of big business, don't come at me, but people are not working for companies for 30 or 40 years. So why should the company be rewarding you for that much work when you're only there 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, you work for me for 10 years and I have to pay your income for 30?
Right.
No,
I get it. I mean, I get it.
Nobody would do that.
Right.
So it's not the fault. It's the nature of the market. So as a result, they are pivoting and coming off of that. As you can see, it's complicated. There's a lot of moving pieces to this. There's also when you get like your company stock or different things, how those play into it, how you use the dividends and not. There's a lot of back and forth, a lot of discussion. Mm-hmm. And I wish it was as simple as do this, don't do this.
Right.
But it's not. It's this conversation where we need to navigate. And a lot of times it's before the situation even happens. Like I said, with my one client, he came to me 2 years before almost 3 years before he's going to retire. And we built a plan. And then when the call came that he got a chance to take a walk and take a buyout, he took it because the plan was already in place. So it's a great place to be. On our website, there's a button that says Start Your Retirement Roadmap Today. The website's called Life Plan Wealth. That's how we start building these plans and make sure people are taken care of and understand that the big three world's different than a lot of other places. And to know the ins and outs of it and the tricks and turns of it, that's what we want to do is make sure that when you're making decisions, you're not just making a decision out of, I don't know what else to do. You're making a decision out of, I've calculated the cost, I've run the scenarios, and here's what I want to do and what's best for me and my family. So lifeplanwealth.com, there's a button that says Start Your Retirement Roadmap Today. Click on that and we'll have the conversation to help educating you to make sure you're ready to make those decisions.
It's like flipping that conversation from I don't know what else to do to I have figured out what my options are and here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, from desperation to education. That's the goal,
right? That's right. That's good. That's good. And I think also for these so many hardworking Americans that are smart people that are sitting there, they've gotten to this point. They're like, how have I gotten to this point and I don't know what to do? I mean, that within and of itself is very frustrating. So it's not your fault. The lack of financial education in this country, man, that's a whole nother podcast we probably need to talk about, the lack of financial education. You did not do this to yourself. You did work. You did do the hard work. You did save. You did get to this point. So Mike and his team are here to help you get to a good place as you go into your retirement years, feeling confident about the situation as you should. Again, lifeplanwealth.com is where you can start the conversation. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can click there or find us anytime at lifeplanwealth.com.
Thanks for listening to Michigan's Retirement Coach with Mike Douglas. To learn more, visit lifeplanwealth.com. Michael Douglas is an investment advisor representative of Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Michael Douglas is licensed in your state, please call 517-323-7526. Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Michael B. Douglas, NPN number 965-0939.